全能神，何等奇妙真神！ The shuffle and the ring of the donkey's feet, and a king lay hid in a virgin's womb, and there were no crowds to see him come. His throne was upon in a manger of hay.
请坐。我们非常谢谢诗班提醒我们，圣诞的信息是大喜的信息。
We want to thank the choir to remind us that the tidings of Christmas is good news.
我相信弟兄姊妹在这里一年一年听诗班献诗，实在看见他们有进步。
I believe that you can clearly see improvement in the choir every year.
今年明显的有进步。
Obviously, this year.
因为他们多了一套鼓在那边。
They have put in a set of drums.
我相信有一天这个鼓要在那边，将来我们有更多的乐器要在这里，我们一同把荣耀归给神。
I trust that as the years go on, we will add more instruments to bring glory to God.
刚才我说这个信息实在是一个大喜的信息。
I just mentioned that the news is good news, in fact, tidings of great news.
在中文是大喜，在英文是 good news of great joy。我去查希腊原文，也是用这两个字来形容这个信息。
When I looked into the original, the Greek, they also used the same sense that this is news of great joy.
这实在是一个很伟大的信息。
This is a great news.
因为圣经告诉我们说是关乎万民的。
It is news concerning the world.
圣经说 for all the people, 是为所有的人所预备的。
And this news is prepared for all the peoples of the world.
古今中外三教九流君王侯卿一直到贩夫走卒，我们看见都是上帝爱的对象。
From the ancient times to the modern times, from high and low, it's prepared for everyone.
英文比中文简单的多了，所以我们感谢主，因为上帝是爱世人的上帝。
Because God loves the world.
感谢主。虽然我们看见这是一个大的一个喜乐的消息，
And as we see, this is a great news of great joy.
但是我们在世界上也常常看到发生一些大事。
Yet oftentimes we see other great things happen in this world.
现在我们已经到了1991年的年底。
We are approaching the end of 1991.
我们回顾1991年，我们发现这个世界也是发生不少的所谓的大事。
Indeed, we can see many great events take place in the year 1991.
不少的惊天动地的大事。
Many things that shook the world.
今年前半年，我相信我们都受中东战争的影响。
In the earlier half of the year, we were all moved by the Persian Gulf War.
尤其我们这个教会。
Especially this church.
因为这个教会的主任的牧师的儿子，那个时候在中东打仗。
Because the son of the senior pastor of this church was also partaking in this war.
我们实在发现我们亏欠许多爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
And so oftentimes I feel we've come short to those who love us.
我们最近收到许许多多的卡片，圣诞卡片。
We received many Christmas cards this Christmas.
在卡片上写说我们还在为你儿子祷告，回来了没有啊？
They are still praying for Chris and asking, has he come back?
所以师母跟我们有一个很大的压力，要赶快回这些圣诞卡片。
So there's a tremendous pressure on Mrs. Lee and I to get the news out that Chris has come back.
因为神在天上说早回来了，你还在为他祷告。
Because God may be saying he's back already, while you're still praying for him.
中东的战争离我们好像很遥远，尤其是我们跟这些住在美国的华人。
The Persian Gulf War seems to have ended and is very far away from us as Chinese in America.
但是不可否认的，对我们还是有它相当的震撼的力量。
But still, it shook us while it occurred.
下半年我们看见世界发生也有许多的大事。
There are many other world events that took place.
东欧国家的许多的改变好像离我们也很遥远。
The changes in the political system in Eastern Europe seems to be far away.
但是整个政治气候的改变。
But the whole change in the political atmosphere.
我们从台湾的人有一句话说，跌破了许多专家们的眼镜。
Many experts were caught short.
我们没有想到那样的变化会临到这个世界。
We can never imagine that such changes will come so fast.
共产主义兴起74年的时间。
Communism rose for the past 74 years.
在这个世纪开始。
Started in this century.
没有人会想到在这一个世纪还没有结束的时候有这样大的变化。
No one could have predicted that such an outcome would occur to it within the century.
在1917年开始苏联十月大革命之后，
In the October Revolution in Russia, 1917,
我们看见很快的共产主义几乎席卷了整个世界。
Very quickly, communism spread through the world.
但是我们却看见在短短的不到一百年的时间
But in less than 100 years,
这一个思想、这一个理想、这一个主义已经到了好像没落的地步。
This idealism, this ideology seemed to be bankrupt before the end of the century.
不可否认的，时间和空间对一个信仰、对一个主义、对一个思想来说是一个极大的考验。
Indeed, space and time is the greatest challenge to any faith or ideology.
我要我今天在这里参加这个聚会的每一位思想这件事情。
I want all of you to think about this.
今天诗班所唱的这个大喜的信息。
The tidings of great joy that the choir has presented.
唱了两千年，传了两千年。
It's been preached for the past 2,000 years.
从时间来看是如此，从空间来看，从犹大的伯利恒一直传到今天在美国东北角的乐辛顿。
It spread from the country of Israel to now the town of Lexington in Massachusetts.
相反的
，Contrary，
我们看见在过去这两千年的时间里
，In the past 2,000 years，
有不少人曾经大胆地做过这样的宣告。
Many people have boldly proclaimed，
基督教的信仰迟早会落伍的。
The Christian faith will become old-fashioned.
基督教的信仰是不合时代的。
The Christian faith does not appear to the times.
再过几年，你们要找基督教，只有在博物馆里面可以找到它。
In just a few years, you can only look for Christianity in the museum.
事实上，两千年来说这些话的人，今天已经都作古了。
Indeed, those who have made these proclamations have passed away.
但是这个大喜的信息一直传到今天，一直传到现在。
And yet the tidings of great joy has been preached for the past 2,000 years all over the world.
所以我们说这个信息是一个伟大的一个信息。
So we say this is great news.
保罗用四个形容词来描写这个大。
And Paul used four adjectives to describe the word great.
长、阔、高、深。
The four dimensions.
它的流传度很长。
Indeed, its influence sphere is great.
它的接触面很广很宽。
It touches us on every horizon.
它的可信性很高。
Indeed, it is highly believable.
特别它的影响力很深。
And in particular, we can see the depth of its influence.
没有时间在这里分享这四方面在这两千年来在人类历史里面的影响。
There's not enough time for me to share with you from all these four aspects.
前天我有机会再听一次妙学里牧师的见证。
A day before yesterday, I again listened to the testimony from Pastor Miao.
当我听他的见证的时候
，When I heard his testimony again,
我心里面一个很深的一个震动，就是看见福音影响的那一个深度。
There was a great stirring in my heart to see how the gospel of God can change a person.
把他43年的光阴埋葬在中国。
That he is willing to give 43 years of his life to China.
把他43年黄金的年代为着华人，为着我们同胞的灵魂，放在台湾，放在中国。
He gave the best years of his life to the souls of China and Taiwan.
这个信息不只是伟大的信息，这个信息是个喜乐的信息。
But not only is this great news, it is also news of joy.
当年天使用喜乐这个字来形容这个 message, 这个信息。
In that day, the angels used the word joy to describe the message.
因为我们两千年来一直到今天都是活在一个没有喜乐的时代。
This is because ever since that day, we have been living in an age where joy is lacking.
人类的文明科技的发达，我们看见给世界带来许多的进步。
Yes, the cultural and the technology has brought us much improvements.
请注意我的用词，在这样的一个世界里面，我们可以得到许多的快乐，但是得不到那个持久的喜乐。
We may be able to get immediate happiness, but it's difficult for us to get the everlasting joy.
Happiness 跟 joy 是不一样的。
There's a difference between happiness and joy.
快乐是建立在环境上，喜乐是根源于心境上。
Happiness is built on your environment and surroundings, and joy comes from within.
一个被囚禁在地牢里面的人，
a person who has been imprisoned,
他一定没有快乐。
He will not have happiness.
但是他可能有喜乐。
But he could still be joyful.
在圣经里面，在教会历史里面，在我们的周遭，我们看见许多这样的见证。
And we have seen many witnesses to this effect from the scriptures, from church history, from people we know today.
我们可以不改变环境，但是我们不能不改变心境。
We have to change our hearts, even though we may not change our environment.
因为喜乐是跟人心有关系的。
Because joy starts from our hearts.
因为喜乐的信息是跟上帝有关系。
Because this tidings of great joy deals with God.
请注意这个喜乐的内容，因为在地上，在大卫的城里，为世人生了一位救主。
The content of this message that is so joyful is because a Savior was born in the city of David.
天使不是说我报给你一个大喜的信息，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了至圣先师。
The angels did not proclaim that in the city of David was born a great teacher.
他也没有说我要报给你一个大喜的信息，因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了在世的华佗医生。
The angel did not say we proclaim the good news because in the city of David is born a great doctor.
他也没有说我报给你大喜的信息，因今天在大卫的城里为你生了一个民族英雄。
And he did not proclaim that a hero was born.
因为人类基本上的问题是什么呢？
Because what is the foundational problem of humankind?
基本的问题不是在教育。
It's not with education.
基本的问题不是在健康。
It's not with our health.
甚至基本的问题不在于政治的制度。
It's not with our political system.
这些都重要。
Yes, these are all important.
我们需要正当的教育。
We need proper education.
我们需要健康的社会。
We need a healthy society.
我们需要一个完全的一个制度。
We need a close to perfect system.
但是更重要的是我们人心的需要。
But more importantly is the needs of our hearts.
什么叫做大喜的信息？
What is this tidings of great joy?
主要改变我们的心。
Our Lord can change our hearts.
耶稣基督生在地上，要改变我们的生命。
Jesus Christ came to this world to change our lives.
只有人在里头改变，这个世界才有更美好的一天。
Only when we change inwardly can we see an improvement in the world around us.
我不能在这里多讲，时间有限。
Because of time limitations, I have to stop.
最后让我在这里做一个很简单这一段时间我所思想一个比较的一个分享。
Allow me to share with you some analogies I've been going through.
我们刚才所读的经文在路加福音第二章，我们看到牧羊人在过第一次的圣诞。
In Luke chapter 2, we saw how the shepherds passed the first Christmas.
我做了一个比较，我今天过圣诞和当年牧羊人过圣诞有什么不同？
I made a comparison between myself and the shepherds of that day.
我发现有个很大的不同。
I found there was a great difference.
今天我们过圣诞。
Today as we have Christmas.
我们圣诞节之前忙得不得了。
We're very busy before Christmas.
忙到圣诞节到了一个高潮的时候。
And Christmas becomes the climatic point.
我们已经没有力气再忙下去了。
We are indeed totally exhausted.
我们到了圣诞节的高峰，我们就停止一切的活动。
So once we reach the highest point, we stop all activities.
当年的牧羊人不是这样。
But the shepherds of that day were different.
他们圣诞节之前不忙。
They were not busy before Christmas.
圣诞节之后，他们才大大的忙起来。
They became very busy after Christmas.
他们忙什么呢？
What were they busy about?
他们去忙两件事情。
They were busy about two things.
一件事情去印证他们所听到的信息是真的。
First, to indeed seek out whether the message that they've heard is true.
二件事情，
the second thing,
把他们所印证的大喜的信息去传开。
They testify to this great news through their own witness.
好不好？让我们今天在1991年过牧羊人那一个时候所过的圣诞。
So may I ask you to spend Christmas this year like the shepherds did?
这个圣诞节之前也要忙。
Of course, we cannot escape from being busy before Christmas.
因为你的配偶一直在等，到底你要送他什么精心的礼物？
Your spouse may be waiting for you to see what kind of gift you have prepared for them. When Christmas has passed and we start to take down the ornaments,
就带来一个非常非常这个很残忍的一个最后的一个情况。
That we feel so much let down, and it's an anticlimactic point.
让我们像牧羊人一样。
Let us learn from the shepherds.
让我们愿意圣诞之后为主的缘故把我们自己摆上。
So that after Christmas, we're willing to give ourselves up for the sake of our Lord.
好不好？我们一同来唱322首，作为我们向着神的回应。
Let's sing hymn 322 as a response.
信徒快遵主命，向牧羊人出去传大喜的信息。